Hi, this is Charles E. Childs. In these six sessions, we've got a lot of work to do. This course is going to give you practice in speaking English like the North Americans,
in using the most important of 12 English language vowels, in stressing or not stressing the syllables of English words, in linking words together as the native speakers do, in changing the pitch of English sentences. It's going to give you important information about why and how vowels are pronounced for a longer time, and when some are pronounced for a shorter time. It's going to introduce you to some sounds that even the North Americans don't know that they have, important sounds that you need to understand, and when you're ready, that you can use to be better understood. We aren't going to spend very much time on the separate sounds of English, because the separate sounds are usually not the problem in communication. The sounds in combination are usually the problem. Please practice these lessons as often as you can and replay them even when you've progressed to a different session. When you hear them again, you may notice new aspects because of the information you've gained.
As much as possible, put the accompanying booklet down and practice without it at least the first three times you listen to each session. After the third time, when you look at the booklet, you'll be surprised at what you heard. Now, let's begin.
Session 1. In this first session, we're going to start to learn the vowels. We'll start with four easy ones, and we'll listen for the number of syllables in some words and phrases and decide which syllable is the most stressed. We'll discriminate between two kinds of consonants, stops and continuants.
And I'll show you an extra sound that North American English speakers often use with stops, a very important extra.